This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
There's a movie coming out this weekend that's about to blow Snow White completely out of the water. We won't even hear the term Snow White after this weekend.
Lilo and Stitch?
No, Minecraft.
Oh, Minecraft. Oh. Yeah.
Jamie, this thing's going to make over $100 million. Yeah. You wait and see.
That's a true story.
Anybody that's into Minecraft is going to go see this.
But it's going to be funny, too. It's Jack. Even if you aren't a Minecraft fan and you never played it, it's going to be funny because it has Jack Black and Jason Momoa.
Yeah, it's got a great cast.
My son, Frog, he's seven. He loves Minecraft.
My son is 18 and he loves Minecraft.
This thing's been going on for how many years?
I'm 35. I still love Minecraft too.
Yeah.
So it's every. Yeah. Really.
I'm glad you chimed in there, buddy.
Yeah.
No, but it does. He's not wrong.
No, yeah, it's a good game.
You're not wrong. This thing has stood the test of time because a lot of times with games, they come and go, don't they?
Right.
I mean, I'm not a gamer, but
like Halo had its time, Call of Duty has its time, and they just kind of come and go in waves.
What was the one that where people built their own cities and
that's Minecraft.
Yeah.
No. Before that, there was
the Sims.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
With the little green diamond.
Yeah. That's the one.
But
I'm
remember Farmville?
Yeah.
Sure. I participated. Candy Crush.
Candy Crush was awesome.
Candy Crush seems to be back a little bit, too.
It does. We play a commercial for it.
Yeah, it's all over the place. Yeah. But this Minecraft thing has stood the test of time.
My lettuce died.
Your what?
My lettuce.
Oh. What game is that from?
Farmville.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't pinpoint that
You got to mine those fields, man. Yeah.
You know what I used to do? Because I wasn't used to not having my son. And when I, when we had to, like, you know, that first weekend or whatever that I had to give him to his dad, right? Because he's just a little feller. And that's like pretty much the worst day of your life because you've never experienced this. Well, what's the one with the puffles? Oh, my God. It's like that you make little...
Club Penguin?
Yeah. Yes. So you know what I did? All right, this is going to sound bad. But I had a bottle of wine, right?
Yeah.
And a glass. Because, you know, you pour it in the glass just to make yourself feel better about you.
Should drink it out of a bottle, I guess.
And I caught fish all night long. Just crying, so sad because I've never been without my son ever.
Yeah,
and I was catching fish on my on Club Penguin, and I was just making all the points I could so he could have the best igloo when he gets back.
Oh.
And I was just crying because I missed him, and I just never had to give him to his dad.
Now, after the bottle of wine,
I got creative and I said I was going to make his own penguin. I mean, his own igloo, and so I put a DJ system in there. And then he was so mad when he got home. He's like, what did you do with my igloo? I was like, I made it awesome.
That's exactly what I thought would happen. Yeah. That you would finish off the wine and man, does he have an igloo. I mean, you're talking Mac Daddy pad here.
Right? It was good.
Here's the trailer for Minecraft the movie, which starts, I guess, today, right?
Yeah.
In the overworld,
wow.
Anything you can dream about, you can create. Life here was perfect. Until one day, Flint and Steel, we came across the Nether.
cursed with no joy or creativity at all. If we want to save this world, creativity is key to survival.
Now, I've been to the theaters a couple of times over the past month, and I've seen this trailer, okay? And you can tell me this, if it's true or not, Spadil. If you've never played Minecraft, will you even get this movie at all?
Honestly, based on the trailers that I've seen, there's like a coherent story, and I think the story will make sense for someone who's never done, who's never played the game. But there's so many references in it that's like the trailer that we just played that shows them falling out of the sky, and they have to land in a square block of just single block of water, and like in the game, you lose all your fall damage if it doesn't matter how high.
That was a yes or no question.
I don't know why that girl broke up with him.
Dude, just hit water. It breaks all your fall damage, and like they're falling out of the sky.
Yeah, she's made a big mistake, hasn't she?
She's dreamy.
The water, and then like that's a direct reference to the game. If you don't play the game, you don't know that the water will save your life if you fall from like, you know, a gajillion feet in the air.
Gajillion.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.